6. Psychology. Listen to a lecture in a psychology class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
The attribution theory discusses how people explain results in their lives. The theory states that an individual will explain results, like getting a grade, as being caused by internal factors or external factors. If you believe that you got a good grade because you studied hard, you're attributing your success to an internal factor, yourself. But if you think you got a bad grade because your teacher is bad, you're attributing your failure to an external factor, the teacher. So why is this important? Well, how people view events can influence their outward behavior. If a person thinks a result is caused by internal factors, she's more likely to change her behavior. But the reverse is true if she perceives that change results from external factors. Let's apply this to real life. In one experiment, teachers wanted to see if they could use the attribution theory to change their students' behavior. The teachers gave the students candy. Most of the students ate their candy and threw the wrappers on the floor. Over the next 2 weeks, the teachers said to the kids, "This is a neat classroom, and you are neat kids." The teachers stressed to the children that they were neat and orderly. Their goal was to get the kids to see that they, the internal factor, were in control of making the classroom neat. After 2 weeks, the teacher gave the kids candy again. This time, every one of the wrappers ended up in the trash can. The kids had learned that having a clean classroom resulted from their own actions.
1. What is implied by the entire passage? Two. Listen to part of the lecture again. Then answer the question.
If you believe that you got a good grade because you studied hard, you're attributing your success to an internal factor, yourself. But if you think you got a bad grade because your teacher is bad, you're attributing your failure to an external factor, the teacher.
What does the professor imply?
But if you think you got a bad grade because your teacher is bad, you're attributing your failure to an external factor, the teacher.
Three. What can be inferred about behavior when people attribute results to external factors?